So I'm learning today Shvi'a Schus Ilu Nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim Loza Ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a Schus for an Ilu Nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Sion. Shall be a Schus for Fur Shlema for Chaim Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chaim Dov Ben Menaracho Chanalei Abashen Derach and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as a Schus for all those in the Makam Sakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we start a new letter and a new topic, the topic of Devekus, getting close to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll do a little bit more because to cover tomorrow and the rest of the week. So he says like this, page 438. This obligation that a person has to get close to God is one of the 613 mitzvahs. That a person constantly is clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this great desire. And with flashes of fire of this intense love that a person has for God. There's nothing better than this because this includes everything. In other words, any time a person feels a sense of satisfaction or a sense of accomplishment or a sense of closeness to the Shekhinah, it's all coming from this idea of Devekus. It's that you achieved Devekus and you got close to the Shekhinah, and now you feel a sense of fulfillment as a result. The Yetzer Hara is always trying to stop, to block this connection, and that a person should feel alone, and a person should feel hopeless, and that a person should feel a void, a spiritual void, that gets them down, that gets them depressed. So when you push through, so you have, that's what he's talking about, this fire of Devekus. You have this fiery connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that motivates you. And not only does it motivate you, but it easily negates further Yetzer Hara that a person will have. You see this a lot of times. Once you get going, so the beginning is hard, but once you get going in a mitzvah, so it becomes easier and easier along the path to continue. Therefore, he says, there's nothing better than Devekus. Everything is included in it. He says, because it's so significant, therefore it's very difficult to achieve. And that's why the Yetzer Hara works very hard to prevent the person from feeling this connection. And that's why to feel a closeness to Hashem, it's not enough to just show up in shul and daven, because the Yetzer Hara makes you space out, and the Yetzer Hara makes you that you're uncomfortable, and the Yetzer Hara makes you that your friend starts conversing with you. And everything that he can do to distract you from, not just from the action of davening, but from thinking about it and using it to connect to Hashem. So you can do the mitzvah, but you can do the mitzvah very absent-mindedly and sort of go through the motions. Yeah, you're doing the mitzvah, but you're not attaining the dvekas that the mitzvah can achieve. He says it all depends on a person's actions and his efforts, in his thought, his speech, and his action. All of those are utilized to achieve this connection. And then when you are mekadesh yourself below, so they're mekadesh you in Shemayim. Which the way I would understand this is you're reaching up. You know, we're not capable of reaching all the way to Shemayim, but Shemayim sort of comes down to meet us halfway. So we put in our shtadlus to go up, and God reaches down and connects with us, whatever that means. Until you get the spiritual spirit, that purifies you and sanctifies you. And don't think that this is just a mitzvah for, you know, great tzaddikim and gedolim, but there's a mitzvah on each person on his level. To make every effort, the kayim mitzvah zu, to be mekayim this mitzvah, the dechvasa, and whatever comes along with it, b'chalei shazoicha, whenever you can remember it. He says how smart it would be for a person to write this down in a place where you will constantly be reminded of it. To be a constant reminder. And this will result in siyata dishmaya to achieve this goal. That abalatayr, someone comes to purify himself, in Shemayim, they help him. So the whole idea of Hashem Sefasei Tiftach was that even though we're not supposed to be mafsik between Gal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei, but the reason why they put it in is that is sort of centering a person to say Hashem Sefasei Tiftach, I'm recognizing right now that I'm standing in front of the Bari Olam. And by centering myself, I'm sort of pushing to the side anything that might interfere in my mindset. And now I'm achieving Devekus with Hashem through my Shemoneh Esrei. The problem is that nowadays, Hashem Sefasei Tiftach just became another word of Shemoneh Esrei. So, you know, you almost have to stop before you even do Hashem Sefasei Tiftach and center yourself, and then say Hashem Sefasei Tiftach, even though that's really the intent of it. But We tend to just again go through the motion, and even though we do the action, but the machshava isn't there. We're spaced out. We're going through the motions, and so therefore it doesn't do it for us. We finish Bnei Esrei, we don't feel like we accomplished anything because we didn't utilize it to get close to Hashem to the extent that we wanted to. Hinei amru chazal al pasuk l'davka bai. So the pasuk says l'davka bai, that's the mitzvah of dveikus. On that pasuk, v'chi avshal adam l'davik b'shchina. So dveikos means to cling to hold on to very tight. But how can a person hold on to the Shekhinah? V'aksiv ki Hashem alekecha eshaychlu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a consuming fire, which means if you get too close to the Shekhinah and you try to grab onto it, you're going to be burnt. So how is a person supposed to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ela hi davik b'midosav. It means to cling to the midos of Hashem. Mahu rachum, hafato rachum. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy, so to you have mercy, Mahu Chanon, just like God is gracious and compassionate. You also should be gracious and compassionate. There's a difficulty. And the difficulty is if I say to anyone on this share right now, and I say, are you a Baal Rachamim? You would say, yeah, I'm a Baal Rachamim. And you give me 20 examples. I say, are you a Chanon? Are you gracious to people? You say, yeah. And you give me 20 examples of how you were gracious to people. The problem is that most people think they're already doing this, but they don't realize that the extent that we're talking of Dveikus to Hashem following in his Midas is a very high level, much higher than we are currently observing. Shekhal, he says like this, Shekhal Yisrael Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Everyone thinks they're already doing it because we know we're Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Ve'in l'cha'adam, right? So when you have a poor person that comes in with a very sad story and very nicely asks you for help, even if you can't help him, but we all feel bad in our hearts and we wish the person the best because we are Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, and we don't have someone who's not compassionate to the poor. But that's not the end. That's not called being Davik. Why? Because in order to truly be Davik, so you have to take it to the level that God takes it, which means you have to be gracious like this to your enemy who wants to harm you. Even if he's an evil man who's actively attacking you, he should not hold back the taiva and the rachmim and the chesed from giving it. Even when the person uses that very chesed that you extended to him, to use it to harm you, you should not withhold good from him. So I want to stop here and pause for a minute. I want someone to unmute themselves if they remember and tell me what does this sound like? Those of you who have been here for a while, does anyone know what this sounds like that he's telling us to do? So I will tell you, okay, no takers, but I will tell you that this is exactly the Talmud Torah that we learned. What was Talmud Torah? The And the very first midah of Mikel Kamaicha and Noisei Avoin, those two midahs were that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative, and even though a person is using that gift that Hashem gave him to do bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give it. We gave an example. Person is eating treif. Now, while a person is eating treif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing him to breathe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing his digestive system to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing his, the food to pass through him, the nutrients, whatever, the waste. Everything is working. The brain is working. The heart is beating. Everything works. And while HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the gift, you use it to do bad. A person speaks Lashon Hara. Hashem gives you, again, your breath, your mind, power of speech. Everything is working as it should. And at the same time, you're using it for bad. But God doesn't say in the next moment, while you're doing the Avera, I'm going to stop. Imagine you gave your child, we do this a lot, right? We give our child a gift, and well, let's say we give them a toy, and they start hitting their brother or their sister with it. What do we say? If you hit them again, I'm going to take it away, right? That's what we say. What? You're going to take the gift that I gave you and you're going to misuse it. I'm going to take it away. But what we're saying now is not to do that. I'm not talking about now with your child, but you do good for someone, okay? You give the way that God does it. God gives us ability to speak. We use the speech to do an Avera. God doesn't now take away in the next second the power of speech. He continues to actively desire that we should be able to speak. And we said, if God for even one moment removes that desire, then we would lose that ability to speak. So God is actively giving us the tools that we are then using to do averas, and he doesn't stop. And that's what we're saying here. You want to take it to that level. Then when you give someone, you do chesed for someone, okay? And then he uses it and he hurts you with that chesed that you did for him, okay? So I have this sometimes, right? You help someone, let's say I help someone, let's say, get a job by a client, right? So I help someone get a job by a client. And then the guy, when he goes in there, he says, you know, I'll tell you, I can find you a better accountant. So you would say, well, what type of kafui toiv is this? I helped you get the job, and now you're going to convince my client to go somewhere else, right? But what we're saying here is no, that you continue to shower toiv on this guy, even though he's a kafui toiv, and even though he's not reciprocating, and that is the level. So when you are reaching that level, then already you could talk that you are reaching the level of dveikus to the midos of Hashem. And he says here, Ukvar this is what the Ramak spoke at length in the Sefer Tamei Devorah, which again we did, to explain the 13 midos of Rachamim, how each person is supposed to adapt it in his own life. And I, the poor person, so the Pelayites wrote a Sefer, a Kuntres of Iris Elim, that summarizes the 13 midos in the Tamei Devorah. Ashrei Adam Shamea Lekroiloi, praiseworthy is the person who listens to my advice to read it himself. Elu Shleishas Pachas Pamachas, he says at least once a month. Remember, that was something that that the time of Devirah brought down, if you remember. I know Dave, you were there. I think Tzvi Yehuda were there when we did it. He had said that in Akdama, he said, learn the Sefer once every 30 days, right? Chazir it every 30 days. And in that way, you'd be muftach that you're a ben olam haba. He gave you a. So here he's repeating that. He's saying that there's an idea, Professor Shechazir, the Shleisha Midos, at least once a month, to make every effort to do what it says there. The Ezer Mishakai Olayala, with the help of God, he will start climbing up spiritually, and indeed succeed in emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Vekas is not just, okay, God has Rachmanas, so I'll have Rachmanas, and I'll have Rachmanas in the way that I want, and at the times that I want, and to the people that I want. No. To follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to really, really fulfill this midah, it has to be to your enemies, to people you don't feel like doing good to, but you do good anyway. When you hit that level, now ready, you're doing it to the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it.